Song. It's called Miss Me. Last song, it's called Ghost. Thanks for listening. Thanks, Joel at WMFO, for inviting us. This has been fun. We are Eyewitness once again. Look us up online. What? We are Friendster? No, never mind. We don't have Friendster. Eyewitness, thank you.
You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. We just heard Eyewitness play a live set, live in Studio D. Be a big brother's big sister volunteer and rediscover the kid in you. Being a big means simply sharing a little time with one great kid, just someone once did for you. They match your hobbies, geography, interests, and personality with those of little brother or little sister aged 7 to 14. You can enjoy free tickets to pro sports, play ball, talk, or just hang out. You decide. You also get to be a kid again for a few hours a month. To learn more, please call 888-412-BIGS or visit us online at bigbrothersbigsisters.org.
Thank you. stand up, pick up my stuff and we'll be right back.
Hello. Hello. You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, and we have here with us Eyewitness, who just played a little while ago live in Studio D. Welcome.
Thanks.
Thanks for having us.
And we have Rainey and Milo.
Yes.
I'm Rainey.
Yep.
That'd be Milo.
Milo's Milo, yeah.
That was easy.
Yeah, so really cool set you guys played. The folks that were in here getting interviewed and stuff, they were like, wow, this sounds really good.
We aim to please.
Yeah, we were all saying, wow, we like this. Yeah.
Cool.
Milo's quiet.
Well, except when he's singing. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a shy one.
Yeah, so if people want to see you guys live, how would they do that?
Well, we have a show coming up a Saturday in Somerville.
Mm-hmm.
It's a basement somewhere. I don't really know.
It
where.
Might be a living room. We actually don't know for sure, but it is a house show.
Could it be an attic?
It could actually be.
Or a garage?
That would really be a bummer because I have to bring. No, I don't have to bring my drums. I'm borrowing them, so I actually don't care if it's an attic.
We are playing with our friends Make It Up, and then on Sunday, awesome. We're playing out in Worcester, where I live, at the Firehouse, which is a collective with our friends from Boston area, Power Slut.
Mm-hmm. And Spectromotive, who are also really cool, and it's going to be a weird, fun show.
So that's our weekend.
Yeah, actually, Power Slut are like huge friends of this show. They've played on here, and they've come in and interviewed, and Spectromotive, I think we'd love to have them come in, too.
Yeah, I've never seen them. I think I saw a YouTube video once, but...
Yeah, I've seen them live, and they're really, really cool.
Yeah, I'm excited for it. It should be fun.
Yeah.
What are you doing this weekend?
I think I'm going to go to all the shows or something.
Cool. All of every single show.
Well, I'm going to have a problem because I think it's going to be too hot to wear a bathrobe, so I'm going to have to spend a lot of time figuring out, you know, what can I wear with, you know.
Yeah.
It's no bathrobe.
See, I feel like I've seen you around town, but I'm not, like, remembering the bathrobe. So the question is, did I catch you on, like, an off day or did I block it out?
You probably blocked it out because it's kind of traumatic. Yeah.
It's not like an open bathrobe.
No.
It's like, okay.
No, I don't, it's not, it's not like Creepyville or anything.
Okay.
Yeah.
I kind of hope you show up at our show to the bathroom now.
Yeah.
We'll get the AC going. Not if it's in the attic, maybe.
Yeah, so, do you guys have recordings and stuff that we could play, like, on the
radio?
Yeah,
we have two records out right now. We're about to go record a third one, hopefully this summer.
Cool.
The last one, I think, came out a year or two ago.
2016.
Yeah, and recorded that out at Providence, the Columbus Theater, with the Low Anthem, which we're excited for. So, yeah, we got a bunch of new songs, so we just kind of want to put them out there, share it with the world.
Yeah, you should send it to us here. We'll play it.
Yeah,
on for
the
sure.
And, like, Joel usually picks out, like, a couple tracks that he really liked from the live sets, and he gives them to us to play live, too.
Oh,
so, yeah. And I'm sure he'll give you guys... the recording, so you can, like, listen to it and stuff. And
I'm excited.
Great.
Like, those are all new songs, so I don't really even know what they sound like, honestly, because I have nothing to record with.
You just sing them, and then
no one ever films us usually at shows. So I have no idea if they even sound any good. So.
It's like the audio version of getting dressed without a mirror every day, and then eventually you look at yourself and you're like, oh God, I've only had eyeliner on one eye for like a week. Mm-hmm.
We might get these songs back and realize they're terrible and not actually record this summer.
I think
so
they're good.
All right.
They're good. I like them.
Cool.
Yes. And I'm really picky. I don't like anything. So.
Frank Zappa and Paula Abdul.
Mm-hmm.
I like Paula Abdul.
I like Frank Zappa.
Perfect.
High five.
So you guys both like Frank Zappa and Paula Abdul?
I don't know much about Frank Zappa. I know way more about Paula Abdul than Frank Zappa.
I can't say I know much about Paula Abdul. Mm-hmm. Wait, what was... There was a that show I did with Nick Davis with his poetry stuff, and one of them, I think... It's part of it. It's a cover of a Paula Abdul song.
I have no idea.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I had this vague memory of calling it the Paula Abdul one.
Because there's probably, like, other songs. I remember there's at least, like, three or four.
I mean,
she had some big hits.
Yeah.
And I remember, like, her big thing was, like, she had been, like, a choreographer or something.
Yeah, for the L.A. Lakers.
Yeah.
I know too much about Paula Abdul.
Yeah,
you're actually, this is a side of you I've never seen before, the Paula Abdul trivia.
Yeah, you could probably write, like, an entire album about Paula Abdul.
So, my first high school crush was into Paula Abdul, So I had to like get into her too. So I bought a Greatest Hits album. I was like, yeah. So now I know a lot about
Paula Abdul. See, you had to do your homework.
Yeah.
But aren't all crushes high school crushes? I don't know.
I still crush all the time.
Got a lot of feelings.
I have so many feelings.
I think you're supposed to call those feels now.
Feels.
Oh, God.
I have all the feels.
Can you not be adulting if you have feels? I'm putting my foot down about this whole adult becoming a verb thing. And I'm flexible. I'm not a prescriptivist. I say doggo. You know, I...
Well, but yeah, but those are dogs.
Well, yeah, but it's still the like parlance it. Of our times, yeah. as Maude Lebowski would say. But I can't get around this whole adulting thing. I feel like we're not millennials. We're too old to be millennials by a very slim margin. But
I don't think so. I think we just fit right in there. I think it's like 1982 is the starting.
No.
That's what I heard.
No. Can we get like a Facebook poll going while we're here? And
I
say
think
when
millennials
that
is 1982 is when
All right,
it starts.
Well, whatever the case may be,
I'm
just think
Google,
that
like, millennials
we're already in a bad enough situation as far as kind of being like stuck being permanent children. I don't think that we need to make adult a
They're
verb.
Just saying early 80s here.
See,
and
there you go. We're millennials.
In Wikipedia, yeah.
Own up it. Own up to it.
Like 80s to 90s.
Own up it, yeah. Milo.
Yeah. I'm proud.
I kind of think this whole like generation, separating people in generations is like a strategy to get people to like fight.
I mean, everything's a strategy to get people to fight. That's like coffee cream or brands. You can fight over that. Like,
I don't drink coffee. I don't fight over that.
Speak for yourself.
Yeah, like in that song, Mick Jagger said, you know, if you don't smoke the same cigarettes, then, you know. Yeah.
Which Rolling Stone song is this?
I think it was Satisfaction or something.
Okay.
Mm. Yeah. Like, you're not a man if you're, you know.
Hmm.
Of course, now we care, you know, now we're not focused on only one gender or anything like that.
So. I'm in another band, and we had a photo shoot recently, and everyone smokes by myself.
Yeah.
So for the photo shoot, I was like, I need cigarettes too, guys. So I just was like holding them just to look
cool.
They had to show me how to light it. I've never lit a cigarette before until like 3 weeks ago, and I was trying to light like a candle.
At least it was authentic, though. Like, they made you light the cigarette yourself for the photo shoot. They're like, no, Milo. Spread your wings. We're not going
to
do this for
you. I had to like pretend to smoke a cigar for some video.
Gross.
And it took like, yeah, it was gross. And it seemed like it took like hours. Yeah. Like the rest of the video was like pretty easy. But.
Lighting a cigar, I've never done it myself, but it kind of looks like burning sage. But the sage is like,
it's like some kind
like
of ritual.
You got in an argument about coffee creamer with it, and it's like not going to do it.
And then it's disgusting.
Yeah. There's a really cool place. It is a cool place. It's not so cool for me because it smells like a lot of cigars. But there's a cigar bar in Worcester that they have a really cool like patio. And I've had people like I've gone to parties that people have rented out the patio for, and it's really neat. It's got like a cool covering, and it's always the right temperature out there. But like you have to walk through the cigar bar to get to it, and it's just this sort of 90-second period of me shoving my nose into the top of my shirt, like.
Will they let you wear a gas mask for, you know, to go to the
patio?
They'd
probably let you wear a bathrobe.
Yeah.
Back to the bathrobe.
That's actually the fourth Back to the Future movie is going to be called Back to the Bathrobe.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not making that up. Snopes it right now.
I don't know what Snopes means.
Oh, my God, Milo. Clearly you're not a millennial.
Clearly.
Snopes is dopes. Back to the bathrobe. I'm gonna see. We have the technology. I'm seeing nice bathrobes.
Are you thinking of upgrading?
Versace.
When's your birthday?
I celebrate my birthday every day.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
I don't know
bathrobes.
About a Versace bathrobe. That's a kind of extra.
that extra. Like extra as its own adjective that doesn't need to modify a noun. That's a new one for me. I actually heard that for the first time a couple months ago. Like, she's so extra. Milo's giving me a look. I don't think Milo's
never heard it.
So, you know how like when we had the July 4th thing and you showed up outside with like American flag shorts and an American flag tank top and an American flag bandana holding an American flag?
Yes.
That's extra.
Okay.
Like.
Like you used to call that like over the top.
Okay, I got you now.
Or for a while they would call that next level.
Yeah.
I like
that's next level.
Level.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do I say? I don't say extra. I don't know if it's next level. What would I say? I say it's No, I guess I do say next level. That's some next level stuff. It's kind of like getting a hat for your dog, but like a really nice hat.
Okay. Like a doggo fedora.
Yeah.
Or a doggo trilby.
I've never heard of a trilby before, like 10 hours ago today.
But now everybody's arguing about what's a trilby versus a fedora.
Yeah, I didn't know that was a thing. I've never heard
that word
before.
I think what it is, like fedoras are all done. They're played out. And
okay.
Like
I didn't know. I guess I missed fedoras.
Yeah. I like bowler hats.
I used to rock
those
bowler hats.
Those are different.
I used to rock one of those.
Yeah, he had been looking for a bowler hat to the point that I was in New York about to get on a bus to come back. And I was about to miss my bus and I went past an actual hat store. And I was like, oh my God. And I called him on the phone. I was like, Milo, quick, what size is your head? And he like ran.
He's like, I don't know.
Yeah, he like ran upstairs and found a measuring tape and told me, okay, I'm getting you a really expensive hat. If you don't like it, I'm going to be mad. And I got it and I got on the bus and it was like his favorite hat. So it was worth it.
Yeah, so let's remind people of the shows, because they were probably distracted by our...
Yeah, we went down a lot of rabbit
holes
there.
Yeah.
So Saturday night, which is, I think, the 23rd, three days from now, in Somerville, we are playing a house show with Make It Up. It is a solstice celebration. It's on a street that begins with an F. I don't remember, but, you know, that's probably better to keep that off the radio anyway. Mm-hmm. Go to our Facebook.
Yep.
Yeah, Facebook page will have the address.
And then Sunday at the Firehouse in Worcester.
Mm-hmm. Worcester.
Once again, ask a punk if you want to find out the address for that noise.
Mm-hmm. Noise. Yeah,
noise.
That's cool.
Noise.
We like the basements.
We do.
All right. Thanks a lot, Eyewitness. You guys rock.
Cool. Thank you.
You rock.
This is On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. And that was just Elfin Aridi from Jaggery, who are playing an exciting show at the Museum of Science Planetarium tomorrow night. That's going to be amazing. And so wanted to give a shout out to for that show. Before that, we heard The Shills, a song called Some They Try. And before that, we heard Plumeray, the song 13, and now we're going to hear some Milligram.
Desperate as blood, desperate as blood, desperate as blood. I'm gonna stay right here, tear the bell house down. I love you, baby, I tell the world I do.